The Indiana NAACP hopes to make a historic black school in Kokomo and the community around it more resilient through solar. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the Douglas School is being restored for use as a museum and cultural center.
Named after abolitionist Frederick Douglass, the school opened during segregation and eventually merged with an all-white school in the 1950s before closing in 1968. Barbara Bowling Williams is the president of the Indiana NAACP. She says the solar panels will not only lower energy bills for the building, but also help the community access electricity if the grid goes down during a disaster.
People can still come to a place where they can charge their phones, where they can, you know, get refrigeration for medicine such as insulin and things of that nature.
The 70 solar panels will be manufactured by Crossroads Solar, which employs formerly incarcerated Hoosiers. The project is part of the NAACP's Power Up program. Among other things, it aims to reduce the energy burden on Black, Brown, and lower-income communities and help them access jobs and clean energy. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.